Captain Carrot. "Come on, everyone. If we form two lines, we'll have this done in no time at all. What do you say, eh? It might even be fun." And they did it, Vimes noted. Carrot treated everyone as if they were jolly good chaps, and somehow, in some inexplicable way, they couldn't resist the urge not to prove him wrong. And to the disappointment of the crowd, the fire was soon put out, once the clowns were disarmed and led away by kind people. Carrot reappeared, wiping his forehead as Vimes lit a cigar. "Apparently the fire-eater was sick," he said. "It's just possible we might never be forgiven," said Vimes as they set off on patrol again. "Oh, no, what now?" Carrot was staring upwards towards the nearest Clax Tower. "Riot in Cable Street," he said. "It's all officers, sir." They broke into a run. You always did for an all-officers. The people in trouble might well be you. There were more dwarfs on the streets as they got nearer, and Vimes recognised the signs. The dwarfs all wore preoccupied looks and were walking in the same direction. "It's over," he said as they ran to the corner. "You can tell by the sudden increase of suspiciously innocent bystanders." Whatever else the emergency had been, it had been a big one. The street was strewn with debris and a fair amount of dwarfs. Vimes slowed down. "Third time this week," he said. "What's got into them?" "Hard to say, sir," said Carrot. Vimes shot him a glance. Carrot had been raised by dwarfs. He also, if he could possibly avoid it, never told a lie. "That isn't the same as I don't know, is it?" he said. The captain looked awkward. "I think it's sort of political," he said. Vimes noted a throwing axe buried in a wall. "Yes, I can see that," he said. Someone was coming along the street, and was probably the reason why the riot had broken up. Lance Constable Bluejohn was the biggest troll Vimes had ever met. He loomed. He was so big that he didn't stand out in the crowd because he was the crowd. People failed to see him because he was in the way. And like many overgrown people, he was instinctively gentle and rather shy and inclined to let others tell him what to do. If fate had led him to join a gang, he'd be the muscle. In the watch, he was the riot shield. Other watchmen were peering around him. "Looks like it started in Gimlet's delicatessen," said Vimes, as the rest of the watch moved in. "Get a statement of Gimlet." "Not a good idea, sir," said Carrot firmly. "He didn't see anything." "How do you know he didn't see anything? You haven't asked him." "I know, sir. He didn't see anything. He didn't hear anything either."
"With a mob trashing his restaurant and scrapping the street outside?"
"That's right, sir." "Ah, I get it. There's none so deaf as those that won't hear, are you saying?"
"Something like that, sir, yes. Look, it's all over, sir. I don't think anyone's seriously hurt. It'll be for the best, sir, please."
"Is this one of those private dwarf things, Captain?"
"Yes, sir."
"Well, this is Ankh-Morpork, Captain, not some mine in the mountains, and it's my job to keep the peace. And this, Captain, doesn't look like it. What are people going to say about rioting in the streets?"
"They'll say it's another day in the life of the big city, sir," said Carrot woodenly.
"Yeah, I suppose they would at that. However," Vimes picked up a groaning dwarf, "who did this?" he demanded. "I'm not in the mood for being messed around. Come on, I want a name."
"Aggie Hammer Thief,"
muttered the dwarf, struggling. "All right," said Vimes, letting him go. "Write that down, Carrot."
"No, sir," said Carrot.
"Excuse me?"
"There is no Aggie Hammer Thief in the city, sir."
"You know every dwarf?"
"A lot of them, sir. But Aggie Hammer Thief is only found down mines, sir. He's a sort of mischievous spirit, sir. For example, put it where Aggie puts the coal, sir, means..."
"Yes, I can guess," said Vimes. "You're telling me that that dwarf just said that this riot was started by Sweet Fanny Adams." The dwarf had disappeared smartly round a corner.
"More or less, sir."
"Excuse me a moment, sir." Carrot stepped across the street, pulling two white-painted paddles out of his belt.
"I'll just get a line of sight on a tower," he said. "I'd better send a Clax."
"Why?"
"Well, we've kept the patrician waiting, sir, so it'd be good manners to let him know we're late."
Vimes pulled out his watch and stared at it. It was turning out to be one of those days, the sort you got every day. It is in the nature of the universe that the person who always keeps you waiting 10 minutes will, on the day you are 10 minutes tardy, have been ready 10 minutes early, and will make a point.